When a child dies in a hot car, is it an accident or is it a crime? By Sharon Otterman. A father in upstate New York dropped off his two older children at school back in 2014 and then parked his car outside his house and went to work. He forgot that his 15-month-old daughter was still in her car seat and she died of heat stroke. 2 years later, a similar death occurred in another upstate town when a baby boy sweltered to death in his car seat while his father, a police officer, did chores. Then, just last week, a social worker from Rockland County, a suburb northwest of New York City, delivered his 4-year-old to daycare, and then he went to work at a Bronx hospital, leaving his year-old twins to die in his car. In the heat. Though the tragic incidents were jarringly similar, the decisions by prosecutors who handled each of the cases were not. Prosecutors charged the social worker with manslaughter in the deaths of his twins, while the other two fathers upstate never faced charges. The wide variation in charges highlight the complex and fraught nature of the decisions confronting prosecutors in New York and nationally, who must decide whether to indict grieving parents who said they simply had forgotten that they had left a young child in a hot car. A nightmarish phenomenon that claims about 36 lives a year across the country. Those decisions are influenced by many factors. First, a desire among some prosecutors to extend mercy to parents they believe made a tragic mistake. Next, scientific questions about faulty memory, and legal considerations about whether the state can prove the parent is guilty of a crime. Decisions are often made in the face of inflamed public opinion on both sides of the debate. As a result, some parents who forget their children in cars face no charges. Others are charged with felonies like involuntary manslaughter. And still others are charged with misdemeanors like child endangerment. All in all, there is no rhyme or reason to how these cases are treated, said Amber Rollins, the director of KidsAndCars.org, which is an organization that has analyzed 833 pediatric deaths caused by heat stroke in hot cars since the mid-1990s. In the Bronx case, the social worker Juan Rodriguez told the police he was convinced he had dropped the twins off safely at their daycare after he had dropped his older son off at another child care provider. But he hadn't. While the baby slept, he drove his usual route to the Bronx, parked outside a veterans' hospital where he worked, and he put in a full day, 8 to 4, the police said. He had started to drive home before he realized the babies, having died of heat stroke, were still in the back seat. I blanked out, he told the police. I killed my babies.